When you click Submit, a system validation pop-up will appear. Users can click No to return to the previous screen, or Yes to confirm you wish to submit the eSpy upload. Once confirmed, the file will be sent through an automatic upload validation process, and you will return to the My Organization tab. This process checks the uploaded document for errors in formatting that must be corrected before the user can certify the invoice. This validation process is not the same as the review process to determine if your invoices are approved. Instead, this process is done to ensure that eSpy files are adhering to the formatting guidelines and that no required information is missing or entered incorrectly. For instance, the system will check for formatting errors such as an invalid number of entries in a particular record, missing commas between fields, fields not enclosed by double quotation marks, or invoice nicknames that exceed the 35-character limit. However, not all errors are just about formatting. Some errors will generate if the system cannot associate information entered in the file within existing records. For example, the system will check if the FRN, SPIN, or FCC Form 471 application number entered in the eSpy file are valid, and that these numbers exist in USAC's records. Even though the system checks the files for formatting errors, users should still ensure that the FRNs listed in their eSpy files are eligible for invoicing. To review the invoicing criteria, refer to the Invoicing Requirements Guide linked in the Resources tab of your course player, or revisit Service Provider Course 1, Submitting and Certifying Invoices in EPIC. Click Yes to confirm you wish to submit the eSpy upload.